Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
And yes, leaders are like the wind. Assalamu alaikum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, openly declaring that Allah is the one God and there are absolutely no partners with Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to you, everyone, all listeners, now, currently, and those that will be listening in later. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you as CARE on Air, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Today, usually at 3 p.m., is the time segment, the segmented time for a representative from CARE on Air, the Muslim Action Hour. Today, unfortunately, they will not be airing anything. I spoke directly with Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell, and he informed me that they are paying close attention to what is operating in going on in the Middle East. And therefore, today they didn't have anything planned to report. They're making their studies and outlining particulars. Now, what is good of this is that he agreed to be our guest on the Community Washer Conference Friday Roundtable tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. sharp. So please look forward to being here present to hear a live interview with Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell, and be prepared to ask your questions. Of course, within the guidelines that he's able to answer, of course, and then he will let you know what questions will be for him to answer. But I'm sure he will be able to give the particulars as far as the Council on American Islamic Relations is concerned, and that is what we want to know. They are a group of legal team persons all over the nation. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is the national director, and therefore I've met personally the director for South Florida and for Mid-Florida. Mid-Florida, the two persons. So, inshallah, we will stay connected with them as well. But there are other matters that are occurring, such as bullying. We may think that bullying has been off the table since there's been so much attention given to it in the last couple of years and before. Bullying, I think within the last 10 years, we've been discussing bullying here on AM 360. At the same time, there are improprieties or difficult situations still occurring on as the employee-employer relations. And then there's the fraud, misrepresentation of individuals. So CARE has been staying busy and keeping themselves in front of many of the adversities that the human family is facing. Yes, they're a Muslim organization, but their defense is for anyone who is facing any inequality or any injustice. They also connected and were prepared, had prepared attention, paid attention to and prepared and spelt on the relations of in China between the Muslim community, the Muslim Uyghur community, and the adverse actions taken by the Chinese government against the community, the Uyghur community. And then there's the building of the hotel, and CARE was on top of that, noting that a well-known hotel here in the United States, a company, was building on the demolished mosque area in China, and that they were asking for individuals to stand up against that by not participating, purchasing or renting or staying at those hotels. And so I don't know if all is well with that, but Edward, there was one question that you can ask Edward Ahmed Mitchell tomorrow morning in reference to the relations between the Uyghur community and China, and then China and the mosque, demolished mosque, and the hotel that was built there. I know building was continuing on, but I'll let him give the name of the hotel. And then, you know, the situation with bullying, and then the persons being attacked, Muslim, and the buildings, the mosques, being attacked by different individuals throughout the country. And then there was the synagogues, of course, and CARE also spoke in reference to that. Synagogues that were attacked by individuals. So this is a human family, and it is that is the approach that we will be taking as we interview our dear attorney, Edward Ahmed Mitchell, tomorrow morning. Inshallah, God willing. All right? So today, as we stated, we didn't have any live presentation, but we would love for you to, let's see if we can share with you. This is a conversation being held about CARE on violence in the Middle East. And this is a news report, but an interview that is done. There's 6.5 minutes or 6 minutes and 50 seconds, almost 7 minutes. All right? I'm going to try and get it at a sound that you can hear. So bear with me here, and let's begin.
...defying its counteroffensive to the surprise attack launched Saturday. Families on both sides of the Green Line are in crisis. That also means loved ones connected to those living on both sides are frantic, waiting for news, and devastated that peace for their relatives is elusive. With me now live is Fatima Alkar, director of the Sacramento Valley Chapter of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a very active group in our community. He's also a trustee for the Twin Rivers Unified School District and a former board member for the Sacramento Chapter of the ACLU. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Awesome. You're a California native, born in San Francisco, been in the Sacramento area since 2004, but you have family in Gaza, family that you hadn't been able to connect with since Hamas started its attacks over the weekend, and now, unfortunately, you've got some devastating news about what has happened to some of your cousins.
Yeah, I had a relative and his two kids were killed. The rest survived without any warning. You know, their house was destroyed. And this is unfortunately for, you know, Palestinian Americans, especially those from Gaza, every 2 years, there's a war, what the Israelis call mowing the lawn. And just that there's unfortunately just this perpetual cycle of violence that continues to happen. And we're always on edge. Just every morning we wake up, we start making the calls, calling our relatives to see who made it. And it's just a very dire situation in that region, unfortunately.
Now, this particular round of violence, as you've been referencing, this so started with the surprise attack by Hamas. But this level of violence on both sides is not something that you condone. You are interested in peace.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, CARE, the Muslim community, Islam itself, you know, condemns any attacks against, you know, deliberate attacks against civilians. And, you know, and we have to look at what the root cause of this conflict. And the root cause is the occupation, the perpetual occupation that unfortunately the United States funds and supports. You know, we have the most right-wing fascist regime in Israel that actually took three divisions from the southern front, three military, the West Bank to support settlers as they attacked and daily attacked Palestinians. And so as long as this continues, Israelis and Palestinians will not live in peace. And so we have to work harder here in the United States to push for peace in that region. And the United States has to make a decision. Does it want peace? Or does it want to continue supporting and managing the occupation in Israel?
And you have been involved in this country's politics, serving on the executive board for the California Democratic Party. And from the Palestinian perspective that you just detailed, you believe that this terrible fighting now is a result of occupation that started back in the late 60s and American support for it. Some people, obviously we know right now we're waiting for President Biden to speak out about this country's support for Israel. So some people would be confused how you're involved in this politics when you think that system of politics is doing something that is hurting your family.
I mean, and that's the challenge of being a Palestinian American. You live with this guilt living in this country where your own taxpayer dollars are funding the oppression of your own people. And it's a very difficult thing, you know, but we work hard to fight for justice for all people. And we hope and we pray for a day that this country's politics will source towards justice. And it clearly does not, unfortunately, with the invasion of Iraq and other policies that we've taken on. We have not, you know, we criticized Russia for invading Ukraine, yet, you know, we invaded Iraq. We support an occupation of the Palestinians. And so we have to change that. As a country, we have to really do some soul searching, especially people of faith that, unfortunately, many justify what's happening over there. And so we have to come together and really, you know, do some soul searching and to see what is justice. And is justice just for certain people, or is it for all? And so we've been clear, CARE, myself, in my personal capacity, I've been clear over the years, we will never support anyone targeting civilians. But unfortunately, you know, on the other side, we see the opposite. We actually see press conferences supporting Israel every single time. And that hurts. That hurts when your loved ones are being killed. And the Israelis are not holding back. They're saying openly that this is not about precision bombing. This is about creating more damage. And so there's no place for Palestinians to go. We're looking at a concentration camp to over 2 million people. 2 million people living in an area smaller than Washington, D.C., where nowhere to go since 1956. 1956, some people have never left. Imagine living in Washington and never leaving that city for your entire life. And many of the children have seen, this is maybe their fourth war, maybe their fifth war. You know, our soldiers get, you know, some get PTSD after one war. So you can imagine the trauma that the children, who are 50% of the population of Gaza, 50% of the population of Gaza are children. And the Abu Dhaka family, which is close by to where our family's from, they lost 14 children in one attack. 14. I mean, just saying, we have to care about Israeli civilians. We have to care about Palestinian civilians. And if it doesn't pain us, and not just pain us, but to work towards peace, toward justice, then this cycle will continue, unfortunately. And the United States bears a major responsibility because it has not pushed for peace. It just pushed for maintaining, managing the occupation and rewarding the Netanyahu regime with certain policies, whether it's normalizing with Saudi Arabia or with a visa waiver that just recently was awarded to Israel, that no Republican or Democratic administration gave to Israel because of what happens to Palestinian Americans when they go travel over there. So we have to really ask ourselves, are our policies helping the Israelis and Palestinians? Or the Israelis, are they helping the Israelis? They're not helping the Israelis. They're not making them safer. And so we really have to really look at our policy and rethink it.
It is a very difficult situation. We know one that is extremely personal and extremely painful. My condolences for the loss of your cousin and his children and your friends with the 14 children that were very nearby. Thank you for coming in, joining me today to share the Palestinian perspective and to emphasize that there are many Palestinians, many in Gaza, many here in our community that want peace, that want a resolution to this, and the world just has to figure out what it is. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Drinking warm water helps reduce wrinkles and sagging skin while you sleep. Thousands of women are regaining control of aging skin by adding one unusual ingredient to a glass of warm water before breakfast. Did you know that wrinkled, saggy skin is not a normal part of aging? I recently turned 65, and what changed it all for me is knowing how to block what may be the root cause of loose and sagging skin. But most women will never discover this. And until you address the source, you'll just have to learn to live with getting older by the day, being more critical of yourself in pictures, while feeling more invisible to your loved one. Luckily for you, there's a skincare breakthrough. In 2021, top European scientists made a discovery that's rewriting the rules of aging. While researching thousands of women suffering from premature aging, they found that looking older than you actually are stems from one root cause, one tiny organ that's been overlooked and misunderstood for decades.
And we're going to stop for that.
More importantly,
that is an ad, everyone. We'll skip that. We'll edit that. But we pray that you have enjoyed listening to the representative of CARE on the information, some information about the Middle East. And that was, let's see, date-wise. That was a month ago, Executive Director of Council on American Islamic Relations, Sacramento Valley, Central California, and Basim El-Khawra. He was discussing the recent attack on Israel and as executive director, also commenting on CARE's take on that. And then some of the comments following that news, Kaz, it says, thank you for educating folks to understand the entirety of the conflict. And then another one said, why the apologies for Hamas? And another one said, go to your 2023 annual convention. I put the whole truth there, Islam. And that this one, this person is not in favor of CARE, and it says it is a lie. The facts are there. You can't debate me. No Muslim can. But that's we take all comments and the way that they're submitted, and we say praise be to Allah for openness. So praise be to Almighty God, everyone. I just wanted to let everyone know that tomorrow morning, again, that we will be, inshallah, Edward Ahmed Mitchell, National Director for CARE on Air, for CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, will be with us again, God willing, 8 a.m. sharp. Please, please plan to be present and with your questions. Inshallah. We know you have many. All right? So place them there, and we will go forward with that for an hour from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. All right, so we're going to end today reminding you about the upcoming pleasantry.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful coming to North New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
All right. Again, hope to see you there December 7th through the 10th. Before that, immediately following that, Masjid Sabur will be having an event on December 16th. I will share information with you about that right now. And Masjid Sabur is located in Bronx, New York. Again, that's September 16th. One moment. And Sabur is S-A-B-U-R in the Bronx. It's located at 2975 Bain Bridge. That's B as in boy, A-I-N, B as in boy, R-I-D-G-E, Bainbridge Avenue. And they're having a fundraiser, again, December 16th. And here is their presentation for that. One moment. Supposed to have been for a Masjid Sabur, but much is happening with the computer right now, so we will just forego that and let you know that and look forward to more information for December 16th, 2023, Masjid Sabur at 2975 Bainbridge Avenue in Bronx, New York. Imam is Imam Talib Dean McCutcheon, and a very, very warm-hearted outreach community. Assalamu alaikum. And tonight, please, I apologize. Tonight, join us at 7 p.m. for Not Just Talk. That's with Imam Michael Hameen. He may have open mic, but whatever he presents is Not Just Talk. Assalamu alaikum. That's Eastern Standard Time.